This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Massachusetts prison officials say former NFL star Aaron Hernandez has hanged himself in his cell and was pronounced dead at a hospital. He was 27. An official with the Massachusetts Department of Corrections says Hernandez was found hanged in his cell just after 3 a.m. Wednesday. Authorities tried to revive the former New England Patriots tight end, and he was pronounced dead at UMass Memorial Health Alliance Hospital in Leominster at 4 a.m. Prison officials say Hernandez hanged himself using a bedsheet that he attached to a cell window. Authorities say Hernandez tried to block the cell door from the inside by jamming the door with various items. Hernandez, who was serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder, was acquitted Friday in a 2012 double slaying prosecutors say was fueled by his anger over a drink spilled at a nightclub. Patrick Garrett, WAMC News. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers edged Montreal 2-1 to tie the series at 2 games apiece. Columbus skated by Pittsburgh 5-4 to narrow the gap in the series 3-1, and it was San Jose over Edmonton 7-0 to tie the series at 2 games apiece. The Bruins start Game 4 tonight when they play Ottawa in Boston at 7:30. The Senators lead the series 2-1. In the NBA, Chicago beat Boston 111-97 to extend their lead in the series to 2 games to none. Toronto topped Milwaukee 106-100 to tie the series 1-1. And the Clippers tied the series at 1 game apiece after downing Utah 99-91. In Major League Baseball, Boston edged Toronto 8-7, the White Sox won against the Yankees 4-1, and Philadelphia beat the Mets 6-2 in 10 innings. With major renovations to the downtown Times Union Center nearly complete, the city of Albany secured a long-awaited booking on Tuesday. The NCAA announced that the Division I men's basketball tournament will return to the county-owned arena in 3 years for the first time since 2003. Albany's first and second round games are slated for March 19th and 21st of 2020. Albany was also selected to host a 2019 Division I women's basketball tournament regional. Adidas has apologized for sending out a marketing email praising customers it said, quote, survived this year's Boston Marathon. The subject line of the email sent yesterday by Adidas Running read, "Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon." On social media, customers quickly reminded the company about the real survivors of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.